Good evening. The show begins tonight in El Salvador. Mary Anastasia O'Grady asking, what kind of dictator? Nayib Bukele is elected for the second time, having maneuvered through the Congress and avoided the constitutional mandate, thou shalt not succeed yourself. Finesse, finesse, finesse. He calls himself the cool dictator, buys lots of bitcoins, brags all the time, has detained 75,000, according to police statistics, accusing them all of being drug gangs. There are other ways to say that Nayib Bukele is a bully and a dictator, ignoring the courts, overriding the Constitution, and playing to the popular will is a dangerous combination. Nayib Bukele of El Salvador, part of the Northern Triangle. And then to a conversation about SCOTUS scheduling the oral arguments for the presidential immunity debate on April 25th, the last day of the oral calendar, for a result we can presume by the end of June. And after that, the Jack Smith, the special counsel, means to start the trial against President Trump, former President Trump, for January 6th. Then off to Ukraine to debate with Anatol Levin. Is this coming to a negotiation, and what does it look like? What is a success? What is a failure? We also discuss the exhaustion in Europe and what else could be happening that has rumors of people panicking in Western Kyiv, Western Ukraine. And then a conversation about the threat from the north to Israel, Hezbollah, and what must be done. One battlefront at a time is the recommendation I learned from Alex Treiman. But the provocations and the murders go on along the northern front. The defense minister is clear something must be done. However, Hamas is not solved yet, and two fronts are too much at this point. A conversation with Mohsen Sazegara on the results from Iran. Very low turnout. Even the lies of the low turnout are not adequate to the scale of it. Mohsen tells Malcolm Holine and myself that people stayed home. They didn't go out on the street. They wanted to make it very clear. There was no interest whatsoever in voting for the regime. The hardliners took over, even ousted Larijani, who had been an official in an earlier government. Mojtabai Khamenei, the son of the Grand Ayatollah, is said to be in line and unchallenged as the next leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He himself is a hardliner. Then off to the Houthis to discuss the global threat they represent, challenging everyone about the undersea cables that they claim they're capable of cutting with their underwater drones. Evan Ellis is back from Buenos Aires saying that Javier Milei, the very popular, very, very dramatic, operatic new president and a smart man, has 3 months to show results. The Peronistas are impatient and they're cynical and they want him to fail. Haiti is a nightmare and there is no solution other than to flag that it's now descended into utter chaos and the American embassy has urged all Americans to get out, all American citizens to get out. Venezuela, Evan Ellis discusses the decision by Maduro, the dictator, illegitimate president, to challenge the United States by vouchsafing the banning of Ms. Machado from the presidential ballot, which will be in July. We also discussed the lawfare being used in Ecuador and Panama and Honduras against former regime officials, some of whom have fled into sanctuary in embassies of other countries. A real tangle. And then, finally, attention to the Scala report, because Chris Regal has sent me a video, which I link on the podcast, of what it looks like for the ASML from Europe to deliver one of their ultra-high-end, ultraviolet lithograph machines. It's vast, vast construction in a clean room, being set up and calibrated by officials from ASML and from Intel. The cost is $140 to $300 million. This is the highest end. This is what China wants, it doesn't have. I asked AI how many there are, and there was no good count. Amazing. A conversation about taxes, the right way to raise taxes, and spending cuts, the right way to make spending cuts. And then there's a leak on ISS, and it's gotten worse. It's in Zvezda, one of the oldest modules, if not the oldest module, which is closed down for now, but it has the ability to maneuver the space station up and down to maintain its orbit. It's a critical module, and it has a leak in it, probably from wear and tear over the years of docking. No solution yet by the Russians, by the Americans. And finally, a trip down memory lane, the moon race of 68-69, and how the Russians were racing to develop a hydrogen booster similar to Saturn V and did not win that race, and so therefore did not launch for the moon. With Anatoly Zak of Russian Space Web, there'll be more adventures of the Russian space program from the 60s and 70s with Anatoly in future. And David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars. Hope you enjoy the show. There's much more. Thank you for listening.